league.
Yep.
And number one cornerback, really, unfortunately, by injury or whatever. Yep. But that's how you've always seen yourself anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a competitor, you know what I mean, from high school to going to LSU, you know, to now coming to the NFL. You know, those guys who want to be the best, you know, I mean, just learning from the older guys, those are guys who play 9 years like Malcolm, you know what I mean? Those are the guys that you always want to be, you always want to strive to be better every day.
Malcolm said you walked into camp last year and thought you were number one cornerback right then.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, that just comes with competing at LSU, you know what I mean? Winning, I mean, every rep, day in and day out, you know what I mean? So you kind of, that kind of attitude, it kind of gets bred into, you know, every day. And then once I got here, it just kind of carried over.
How has that mindset served you well?
I think it helped a lot, you know what I mean? Especially, I mean, being around the same type of guys, you know what I mean, with Malcolm, with Rodney, you know what I mean, the D-line with Fletcher, getting Jernigan. You know, those guys, they compete each and every day against each other, you know what I mean? So when you see guys, you know, competing every day and hungry each and every day, that kind of brings it into you even more. So for sure, that helps a lot.
You seem like a guy who likes being doubted. Like, yeah. If you're doubted, then it's like, yeah. I'm going to go with him about to show you something. Is that something that you bring with you?
I mean, 2-star out of high school, you know what I mean, end up going to LSU. I mean, 7-rounder now being here at Philly, you know what I mean. You hear things, of course, you know what I mean. I don't really let it bother me. The only thing I focus on is getting better each and every day, you know what I mean. The doubt is going to be there. People are going to say anything, you know, regardless. Tom Brady going to win the Super Bowl, and then now, you know, they lose to Kansas City. Now, all these things are coming out about them. It really doesn't matter.
Does it excite you?
Of course. Of course. You know what I mean? When it feels good. You know, especially, I mean, we heard a lot of outside noise. A lot of people didn't think we were going to go in there and beat Washington. You know what I mean? We stayed inside this locker room and worked hard. And then once you win, it's just like, okay, it felt good. But then again, now it's on to the next one.
It looks like Rasul's about to go through the same process maybe that he went through last year. Uh-huh. Getting thrown in there as a rookie. What can you offer him?
I mean, stay focused. You know what I mean? Trust the scheme, trust the technique, and trust the guys around you. That's basically it.
Do you feel more pressure or more responsibility on you with Darby down now?
No. I mean, whoever's going to be that next guy, you know what I mean, we got to know whoever that is, he's going to come and play. You know what I mean? And as far as me getting pressured, I mean, the guys trust me. Coach Schwartz trusts me, Coach Peterson trusts me, you know, everybody on defense trusts me. So as far as that goes, they just want me to go out there and play my best football.
So if I say Tyreek Hill, what comes to mind for you?
I mean, fast guy. You know what I mean? That's if not the fastest guy in the league, I mean, he's one of them. So for sure, he's a guy you got to try to contain.
It was week two last year when you first got pressed into duty. How are you different? Yeah. Week 2 this year compared to week 2 last year?
For one, starting in camp, I got a lot more reps. I mean, now, I got an interception on my belt now. I mean, I'm in the scheme for the second year. I feel a lot more comfortable. I mean, and things are just flowing good right now.
Some guys, they say they're more confident. That doesn't seem to be a problem with you ever.
Yeah.
At this point last year, were you just as confident as you are now?
Yeah, for sure. Only thing was, like I said, being in the scheme for the second year. That was probably the only thing. But as far as confidence goes, I mean, I want to go out there and compete. I want to go out there and show my skills for sure.
What part of the confidence comes from putting the work in ahead of time, doing the film work, doing the study? So, okay, I know I'm ready. I'm not just...
That's 90% of it. You know what I mean? The preparation that people don't see, you know what I mean? Whether it's, you know, taking care of my body, whether it's, you know, getting in the playbook, whether it's studying film, that's 90% of it. Because once you know, it's like taking a test. Once you study for a test and you know you're going into a test, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to ace this. And when you walk out, it's like, I know I did it. But if you don't, you're going to test, you're kind of shaky then. So for sure, it's the preparation part for sure.
You got the interception.
How far has Rasul come since, say, the start of training camp or OTAs?
He's a lot better. I mean, as far as coming to OTAs, you know, you see him, you know, not really, you know, kind of confused, you know, not really sure of himself. And now, I mean, even going through camp, you see him, you know, breaking on passes. You know, even in the preseason, you know, he could have had, I think, 2 pick 6s, you know what I mean? So you just see him developing and growing. And me being in that same spot last year, you know, I kind of smile, you know, in the background, and I tell him good job here and there. But for sure, I mean, his growth is growing for sure.
You see a little bit of him, of yourself in him from last year?
Oh, yeah, I mean, besides him being 6'2", you know, big, aggressive guy, you know what I mean? I mean, likes to make plays on the ball. I mean, he did that at West Virginia, and he's carrying over here in the league.
Is he ready?
I think so. Yeah, he'd be ready if he'd get a chance to go out there.
Communication. Tell him about Could you kind of tell them about like your experience last year getting that first game? And I think Alshon beats kind of deep and how you recover from that.
Yeah, I mean, just tell them, you know, you got to trust yourself regardless. You know, those guys, they go out there, they get paid to catch the ball. You know, if they catch the ball, good one. You know, one for the bad guys. But at the end of the day, when you got to get up, you got to compete each and every play.
What do you remember about that particular play? And did anyone kind of take you aside and explain that to you?
Rodney and Malcolm, you know what I mean? Just told me, you know, hey, it's Monday night. We know it's your first really big game. You know what I mean? Shake it off. You know, we trust you. You know, go out there and make plays.
Sorry if it was already asked, but, like, as far as advice for Russell being through this, what's the best advice for him?
Trust your technique. You know, trust the scheme and trust the guys around you.
Communication is always important every week. But, I mean, this week, you know, you got the speedy guy.
Yeah.
How much more important is it for you guys as far as, like, when they stack each other and they run their routes?
It's big, you know what I mean? It was big last week, but this week it's even bigger, you know what I mean? Especially because they have those fast guys with Tyreek and DeAnthony and all those other little bitty fast guys. So for sure, you know, different type of formation that they give us, we have to be sound on communication, whether it's in the secondary, whether we're communicating to linebackers, whether it's whatever it is, you know, getting a call out, communication has to be the first thing that goes across the field.
Switching off, is that something that you guys are really focusing on this week, being able to switch off?
I mean, whatever the call is, right now we're still trying to figure things out, you know, with Coach Schwartz and how the safeties and the linebackers want to play different things. You know, it's easy for a cornerback on the outside. I can just say I got the outside guy, but, you know, that's not always the case. So as far as the week goes, we're just going to keep progressing.
You had the interception, but I would argue the pass breakup in the end zone might have been more impressive. Yeah. Which play did you like more?
I want the pass breakup back. You know what I mean? I could have turned that to an interception. But for sure, I think that was big. You know what I mean? That was one of the things where the guys wanted to see. You know what I mean? Me going against Terrell Pryor and just trying to win that matchup. You know what I mean? Coach, I always preach, you know, you have to win those one-on-ones when you get them. And I think, I mean, we were just going out there competing and I made the play.